Single-family home sales in Connecticut rose 4.1% in June compared to June 2015, with a total of 3,506 homes sold, according to the latest report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good.
Firstly, we'd like to know, there were 3,506 single-family homes sold in Connecticut in June, the highest amount since 2007. What are some of the contributing factors that could have led to this?
Yes, single-family homes continue to sell well in Connecticut. This has been the trend now for about a year and a half. For the first 6 months of 2016, sales are up almost 18%. And in 2015, they climbed almost 17%. So homes are selling briskly in Connecticut, and we have to go back 9 years to 2007 to find a June sales number as strong as what was recorded this year in June. I think one of the reasons that we're seeing these increased sales is pent-up demand. Sales volume was low during the Great Recession, mostly because people were worried about their finances and too scared to buy a new home when they needed one. Now, they have more confidence and have been shopping, and they've been making deals. Prices are still historically low. Interest rates are low, too. So sales have been increasing at a brisk pace.
Interesting. Now, although the number of single-family home sales has spiked this month, median sale prices have stayed pretty even. Year-over-year, median sale price percentages have risen or fallen more than 9 percentage points in 3 years. What's keeping this market so consistent?
While the economy has improved in the past 2 to 3 years, and the unemployment rate has come down, we see wages stagnant. Most people don't see earned income rising dramatically, and that makes them cautious about overpaying for a new home. For a single-family home, the median price has decreased 1.2% in the first half of 2016. In 2015, last year, it fell by 2.2%. And in 2014, it fell by 3.3%. Until we see wages and earned income rising, I think we'll see median prices remain well below the peak that they had 10 years ago.
And lastly, in recent history, condominium median sales prices seem to peak in the summer months, then taper off in the fall and the winter. Could this be related to anything other than just climate?
Well, that's an interesting question. Sales volume and median prices always seem to hit their annual peaks in the summer months. This is keyed to the spring selling season, when the highest number of homes are sold, and we also get a lot of new listings, and the most motivated buyers are out shopping. It could be the season is tied to the school calendar, the spring selling season, that is. Families with school-aged children want to close on new properties during the summer vacation to avoid interrupting the school year with a transfer. Generally speaking, families with children require larger homes and condos. So the median price rises in the summer because the mix of homes that sell in that season is more expensive.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and the services the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.